Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Newly appointed Deputy Chief of Department of NYPD, the highest-ranking Orthodox Jew in the department. History has been made, and we are privileged to have you, Inspector Taylor. You were Inspector Taylor, now as Chief. I always called you Inspector. Now I have to learn, you know, a whole new title for you. What an honor this
well,
is.
Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Chief. It's my honor.
Yeah.
So,
Rabbi, where are we going to start with this?
Well, I think the question is asked by so many of members of my community. What's a nice Jewish kid like you? How does someone with your background get involved with NYPD and rise to this very prominent role?
Well, Rabbi Potasnik, first, thank you so much, Rabbi Potasnik. Thank you so much, Reverend A.R. Bernard, for having me on, for recognizing the work that the men and women of the NYPD do every day. Keep New York City safe. Thank you so much for your partnership, for your support, for your friendship, for always going above and beyond. To answer the question, I know you asked me what's a nice Jewish boy doing in the police department. Rabbi Potasnik, they used to ask you, what's a nice Jewish boy like you doing on radio?
Or is a rabbi?
Becoming a rabbi.
Exactly. Since I was 14, 15 years old, I always loved the police department. I became a police explorer when I was 15. In the 61st Precinct, a great program that the NYPD still offers till today. It gives young people an opportunity to get a backstage pass to what it means to be a police officer, what it means to keep New York City safe. It just gave me a great glimpse into what I felt was my calling of public service. At 17, I was able to become an auxiliary police officer. I worked for the DA's office in Brooklyn State and became a cop. I got married young at 20, became a cop, and just loved it ever since. Started in Brooklyn South. The opportunities you have to help people, the opportunities you have to serve every community, it's something that the police department gives you that no other career I see can give you. And they say when you're a New York City police officer, you know about diversity, they say when you're a New York City police officer, you're really one of everyone, whether it's a synagogue, whether it's a Buddhist temple, a church, a mosque. You know, just today at police headquarters, we had the pre-Ramadan celebration. It's a briefing for community leaders of the Muslim faith to demonstrate what the police department is doing to make sure that those who are celebrating, observing the holy month of Ramadan, they can worship safely. They can not only be safe, but they could feel safe. And one of the speakers today, Mohammed Bahi from the mayor's office, said that I must go to more mosques than I go to synagogues. That's how visible I am there in the Muslim community. And that's how it is. It's a tremendous city that we live in. And I just so grateful to have this position to serve.
Well, Rabbi, you and I better contact the mayor ASAP and let him know that Officer Taylor here needs to do some public service announcements. He has sold me on the NYPD. I mean, wonderful the way you've expressed yourself in terms of your passion for policing in New York City. There are individuals here who say, I would never want to be a police officer. Yet you bring such a wonderful presentation of the dignity involved in that position. So that's my commentary, Rabbi. We got to make sure.
What I find interesting is,
thank you,
Deputy Chief Taylor, wherever he goes, is a visible Jew. He wears a yarmulke on his head wherever he is. And it says much about acceptance within a department that is diverse. But, you know, sometimes we've seen diversity, but it seems to include Jews. This is one where you see this real full display of people of different backgrounds. Does it pose a problem at all when you're a Sabbath observer and being a member of NYPD?
So it's a great question. It's a question that I get asked often. And the answer is very simple. It does not present a problem whatsoever. The police department is very sensitive to religious observation, very sensitive to cultural sensitivities. For example, a Sikh officer is allowed to wear a turban with the city seal on the middle of the turban as their actual police cap. Mm. And that just shows how deep the department, the police department, wants to have that diversity. You know, from the mayor is a former police captain, only mayor in history to ever serve as a police officer to go on to become mayor. The police commissioner Edward Caban, so just a tremendous leader who cares deeply about the individual police officer, individual as a person, you know, under the uniform. The chief of department was actually just with, just before I came on the radio today, the chief of department, Jeff Madry, someone who you see is a man of faith, a man of God, a man that sets the tone that be who you are, be proud of your religious observation, of the religious observance that you have. And it's just tremendous. And, you know, Deputy Commissioner of Community Affairs, Mark Stewart, he himself speaks about his own spirituality, his own strengths and how he built that strength and how the mayor saw something in him. You know, Commissioner Stewart used to be a detective with the mayor, and he retired after 20 years. He became a supervisor in the Manhattan DA's office, supervising the violent crime squad. He retired from that to answer the call for public service a third time by becoming Deputy Commissioner of Community Affairs. And he says that when he got that phone call, he said he didn't see himself really taking that community affairs role. He saw himself more as enforcement. But he says that the mayor saw in him that community affairs role that he himself didn't see in himself. And if you think about it, how many people out there, how many individuals have that quality in them that they don't see themselves? When you're in the box, it's sometimes hard to see the box. But from the outside, people can see it. And we have tremendous, tremendous leadership in the police department that recognizes others' talents and brings others to different bureaus in the police department. There's so many opportunities in the police department. Of course, besides for patrol, detective work, community affairs, it's just a tremendous, tremendous responsibility of keeping New York City safe. Of course, the perpetual threat of terrorism. Police officers assigned to the Counterterrorism and Intelligence Bureau on how they're dedicated around the clock. It's a position that you have self-satisfaction, that you see you're keeping people safe, whether it's a large detail in Times Square, New Year's Eve, the ball drop that we just had just 2 months ago, whether it's the Celebrate Israel Parade down Fifth Avenue, Thanksgiving Parade, UNGA, you know, the United Nations General Assembly. We have almost 200 world leaders come to New York City. By the way, you know, they all know Rabbi Potasnik.
Of course, yeah.
But you have world leaders coming in where a lot of them have a high threat level. And here's your New York City police officers keeping people safe on such a level that you really can't have that opportunity in any other position that you could ever have.
Well, let me ask you a question. To what degree do you have to make adjustments? I know the police department has made some great adjustments, expressing or demonstrating, should I say, sensitivity to individual beliefs. But as an Orthodox Jew, let's say you have a call that takes you to a Christian church, let's say, with symbols of the cross, etc. Is there a problem going into that house of worship?
Not at all.
How does that work? Orthodox Jews won't go in. Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I've actually seen a Rabbi Potasnik at more midnight masses at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Yeah, he's been spotted. Him and Elvis have been spotted.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Sitting on the front row.
It's overseeing the collection.
It's like it's the mayor, the police commissioner, Rabbi Potasnik. Not necessarily in that order. But, Like I said, when you're a police officer in New York City, you're one of everyone. Whether it's going to a church, going into a mosque, going into a Buddhist temple, going to a synagogue, you're there to serve, you're there to help. And certainly, it's a responsibility that's taken seriously by every police officer, no matter what your faith is, no matter what your religious belief is, you're there for everyone. So there'll be no police officer, you know, from the Jewish religion that should ever hesitate going into a church, especially if you think about it. The churches in New York City, they're so welcoming. They want to see the police. You know, the communities out there, ask for the police to be there more. The meetings that I go to, whether it's Zoom calls, whether it's in person, conference calls, you name it, the number one request is we want to see the police, patrol officers, community affairs officers. They want to do things with the police. They want to do projects with them, community organizations. They want to get together. And it's just tremendous. It shows that not only are we trusted, but we're wanted. And not wanted the way that Robbie Potasnik wanted.
But let me just tell you, there's another aspect to this. Over the years, there have been many tragic events, unfortunately, happening in houses of worship.
Yes.
There were fires that occurred in houses of worship.
Yes.
You have Christian firefighters, Christian police, very often going into those hostile environments. You have Saving a Torah,
yes.
Rescuing
yes.
individuals. So,
yes.
So think of the people of other faiths who are there to save lives, save Torahs of those of different faiths.
So, correct. It's such a strong sentiment that you're saying. I remember about 10 years ago, there was a fire in a synagogue on East 27th Street by Avenue K in the Midwood section of Brooklyn. And firefighters came in, put out the fire, saved, it was four, a Sifrei Torah, four of these Torahs, they were saved. And I remember that a couple of firefighters went to the hospital from it. And me with a few other people, I remember we went to the hospital with food. We got some food from a deli, soup, sandwiches, and we brought it to the firefighters who were hurt in that fire. Say thank you. Say that we recognize that you came in to save, you know, religious articles. You came in to save people. You know, thank God. Thank everyone was out with no injuries. But yeah, it's about appreciation. You know, the foundation of Judaism is Hakar Satov. It means appreciation for good. And showing that appreciation, that mutual respect, and everything that comes with it. It's just like one great city, and it's something that makes our city just the greatest city in the world.
You know, police officers see the best of us as human beings and the worst of us as human
yes.
beings.
Yes.
And you have to balance your response to that reality. Have you encountered situations where here you are a law enforcement officer and encountering a citizen, right, who may have a problem with your Jewish identity? How do you handle something like that?
So
that can be quite challenging, you know?
Yes, when it gets personal. So thank God, I've never seen that personal attack like that to me in that type of way. Yes, we've gone to a lot of protests. We've handled probably at this point, maybe 800 protests, maybe more at this point, since October. Certainly there's a lot of concern in the city about global events, but thank God you don't see the discord that you've seen in the past on that type of level. Yes, there are a few professional agitators as we see. Yes, there are people mm-hmm. that come in from maybe out of state, maybe paid professional agitators that just want to take advantage of a situation. But when it comes down to it, like the people of New York City especially are good people and they're respectful people. But yes, like you mm-hmm. said, Reverend Bernard, yes, there may be some people that may see a religious symbol on someone, a yarmulke, a cross, a turban, a hijab, and may say things to instigate that police officer, may say things to try to get a response out of it, may say things to want to just be hurtful about it. But when it comes to that, I think police officers are professional. Me, myself, I would feel bad for a person like that because racism is based upon ignorance. And mm-hmm. I know that the work that you do, Reverend Bernard, I know the work that you do with Rabbi Potasnik, I know it's felt in the city. And the message of love, the message of unity, certainly outshines any type of hate speech. And just to say something very powerful that Rabbi Potasnik actually taught me. Rabbi Potasnik taught me that it's very hard to hate up close. Mm-hmm. And when we mm-hmm. see each other, when we really sit down with each other, when you know each other, you really can't hate another one. You really can't hate. And it's just about that relationship, that dialogue. So like you said, Reverend Bernard, like you said, a great question. You know, should someone say something to try to instigate someone using their personal religious belief or maybe their race, maybe their orientation, whatever it is. I think that, you know, by and large, police officers have thick skin. And we would just feel sorry for that person who feels they, you know, should say something like that.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice. Prior results don't guarantee similar outcomes.
You know, it's interesting. You speak of a great department, and all of us are so appreciative of the loyalty to community.
Yes.
However, numbers when it comes to recruitment are down. I understand there are 6,000 fewer police now than there have been. It's difficult in the present to get people, when they see some of the challenges you have to face, not necessarily with criminals, but in terms of, you know, the disrespect, even by some of the elected, they say, I don't want to get into that arena. Why should I be subjected to that kind of behavior? How do you counter that? You know, saying to someone, I wanted to be a policeman, but I see what you go through. I see what, you know, things that are said to you and about you. I'm not interested anymore.
It's a great question, Rabbi Potasnik, and I think I could answer it with what we're doing right here, right now. Me on the radio explaining so many great opportunities you have in the police department. If you want to jump out of a helicopter, we got that. You want to ride a horse.
I know the Reverend does, by the way.
Of course, he often says to me, I
just want to jump out of a helicopter.
Look, full disclosure, my wife jumped out of a plane. She invited me, and I said, no, you got this.
So we offer great opportunities. You know, you want to ride a boat. Like I mentioned, you want to be on the internet looking for potential terrorism activity. We have police officers assigned to other countries around the world. If you think about it, we give so many opportunities to be who you want to be as a New York City police officer. And I personally am so proud of the position that I have. I would encourage anyone listening that may feel that they would make a good police officer, take the test free of charge. See the opportunities you have. See the promotional opportunities that you have. The detective track. You'll really get a sense of tremendous fulfillment by the work that you do here. And it's something that is second to none. So, but yes, right, Potasnik, like you said, we're looking always for the best of the best. As the saying goes, New York's finest needs New York's finest. Mm-hmm. And yes, we actively recruit. There's just a time where you get a lot of applicants, time you get less applicants. But, I think the job is still a great job. Yes, some challenges in law enforcement, but there's always been challenges in law enforcement. We saw the riots from a few years back. You know, there was some crazy motto going around, something like defund the police or something like that. And that is now dead. You don't hear that anymore because people realize how ridiculous it was. It just doesn't make sense. I'm hearing from communities of color. They're saying refund the police. That took over. Mm-hmm. You know, just that relationship that we have with clergy leaders, the relationship that we have with civic organizations, think that people see the pride of a police officer. I personally believe it's the most prestigious job in New York City. And
next to FDNY.
You
know,
obviously.
You know, Reverend Bernard is an honorary chaplain. I'm a chaplain at FDNY, and Reverend is an honorary. So be careful.
No bias. You have the finest. We have the bravest.
So, you know.
But you know what? Let me tell you something. I just listening to you, right, I would have a camera on you, and we would be knocking out one PSA after another. The whole idea that whatever you want to be or do, we got it. The police department has it. And you just listed a number of things that individuals would love to be specifically involved with. It takes away from the image of the uniformed cop on the beat, on the street, running into all the problems in the neighborhoods. I mean, you just bring a different perspective on it. What's happening? Is something going on to change the messaging that you know of?
We're doing it right now. Like I mentioned, so many opportunities. You know, in police departments, we have the youth strategies division. You want to help kids. You want to bring kids into a room. We have great community centers across the city. We have something called the Options Program. The Options Program gives kids the options in life on how you can learn a trade, be who you want to be, live your life to your fullest potential. And as a police officer, we can bring that home to kids. How much more rewarding position could you have than to help a child, help a kid grow, help a kid, you know, build a self-esteem? We do job training for kids. We get a barber. We give haircuts to them. We'll buy them a suit, shirt, and tie. We'll teach them how to make a tie. We'll teach them how to interview for a job, not just for the police department, for anything they want to do. We'll teach them interview tactics on how to interview for a job they want. It's just a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. We have the cricket, you know, the soccer league, the cricket league that we do. There's just so much that we're doing. Saturday Night Lights. If you go online, you go to the NYPD's website for community affairs, you'll see program after program after program. That's just tremendous. And again, those opportunities are amazing. You know, they say when it comes to, Robert Potasek told me this as well, they say when it comes to giving charity, one would think that the person who's giving the charity to the receiver is losing and the receiver is the one that's gaining. But in reality, how many times is the person getting the most is the person who's actually the one giving? Mm-hmm. When you give that self-satisfaction, the person who's giving really ultimately is the one that gets the most out of it.
By the way, I would just add that in the world of clergy, recruitment is difficult also. I mean, we're finding it in many cases hard to get people.
Very good point.
So, you have people who look at, I don't know what profession is easy. Although someone once told me, be a dermatologist. That's easy. But every profession has its very difficult times, very problematic areas. But to me, that should inspire you that you can make a difference and face those challenges.
Yes, absolutely. There's two things that I'll say. One, if something comes easy to you, it's usually not worth it. When it's difficult, when you had to work hard for it, that means that the results are going to be worth it. About what you just said about what profession is easiest, I think weathermen. You could never be wrong. It may rain, it may snow, it may be clear. This is amazing. We were just at the Police Athletic League luncheon about a week or two ago with John Catsimatidis. The police commissioner was a guest speaker. Edward Caban said a lot of things very, very powerful. But the way he speaks, the way people gravitate towards him, the way that he has the persona of that respect, that he represents the police department as the head. I think we live in a time now where, yes, we'll have issues with the legislative branch. We may have issues with the judicial branch. But in the police department, you know, as a unit, as an agency, we're very fortunate to have the leadership that we have now, best leadership that we've ever had in so many different ways as to now. And I think that the opportunities, the time to become a police officer is right here, right now.
They could not have a better representative. By the way, let me just say, I have friends who are dermatologists. It's not easy. They went through a lot. They went through a lot to get there. And I respect, you know, all the people who've made sacrifices to enter their profession. Richard Taylor, deputy chief. Although he reminds me that his wife also remains the chief. He may be the deputy chief. His wife is the chief. I think it's a proud moment for the Jewish community. I think it's for the New York community, NYPD, because it sends a message to so many people that you can maintain your religious principles, not have to compromise when you enter the service of the police department.
Correct. Exactly right. And that's thanks to the leadership of the police department. It's thanks to the sensitivity. It's thanks to the work of the clergy leaders like yourself, right, Potasnik, Reverend Bernard. You know, your relationship to the mayor, your relationship to the police commissioner, you explaining the sensitivities needed from your backgrounds, you explaining when a holiday is coming up, like the holiday of Purim, the holiday of Passover coming up, holiday of Easter coming up, that you explain, you know, what the communities are going to be celebrating and when, and bringing out the police commissioner, bringing out the mayor, and the police officers see that, it just screams unity, it just screams love. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful moment. And that's what makes our city the greatest city.
Well said.
It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Yeah.
My pleasure, Bernard. Thank you, Reverend Bernard.
And again, you know, we as a city should be proud of having a police officer such as yourself representing what it's really all about. Too often, the negative voices have their microphone and, you know, they're the loudest. It's been a pleasure. Really has been a pleasure.
So promise us you'll come back when you become commissioner of NYPD, that you won't forget us. Look, you know, I tell you, Rev, what I'm looking at this deputy chief, and I knew him when, and I've watched him grow over the years. And to see someone who reaches this level, but has always been a person of principle, he really hasn't changed when it comes to his moral values. He's grown, he's taller, all that, but internally, he's the same person. And I think, you know, that's something that really is a great message to all who seek to enter the arena.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend. Thank you, Reverend A. Bernard. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I mean, should meet again for good, happy, joyous occasions.
Deputy Chief Taylor, are there any special programs for the faith-based community that you offer at NYPD?
Absolutely. Commissioner Stewart, Community Affairs, tasked me to start an NYPD clergy unit under the Community Affairs Bureau. The clergy unit is specifically designed for outreach to houses of worship, like you said, faith-based organizations, to be there proactively before holidays. God forbid, should a hate crime occur against a community, against a house of worship, we're there for the sensitivity for the community, because an attack on one person because of their way of life is an attack on that entire community. And we'll never allow that to happen, which is why, yes, we have that clergy unit in place. And not just for the clergy, but for kids. You know, before Christmas, Chief Madry, you know, Chief Department of Community Affairs, we have a sleigh ride. We deliver tens of thousands of toys to kids across the city who may not be able to receive a present. You know, there's a lot of pain behind many apartment doors in the city. And we're there delivering presents. We get characters. You go online, you just Google NYPD sleigh ride. You'll see beautiful things we do before Christmas. Do turkey giveaways before Thanksgiving. So you're doing a lot of great things.
Thank you.
Wow. And there you have it. Community policing is not just enforcing the law, but building relationships.